All right, welcome to day 15 of the FitMind program. This is both the halfway point of the foundational program, but also in some senses a new beginning. With your attention now more stable, which is not to say that it will always be easy to pay attention, but you now have the ability to progress into these deeper stages from which many of the benefits of meditation come. We're moving further along the spectrum of awareness, going from focused attention to what's called metacognitive awareness. In other words, awareness of the mind's internal activity. In this technique of flexible awareness, we learn about the inner mechanics of the mind on a very deep level by closely observing them in action. And by seeing the mind clearly as it works away, a lot of its negative tendencies lose their grip over us and begin to change naturally. So let's start as usual by checking in with the mind, noticing current thoughts and mood. And taking some tranquil breaths, smooth, diaphragmatic, and rhythmic. And then we'll close our eyes and bring focused attention onto the breath at the opening of the nostrils. In flexible awareness, the breath will continue to serve as our anchor. But when your attention strays to anything else, a thought, sensation, or sound, rather than bringing attention back to the breath right away, just make the distraction your new object of meditation, and then return to the breath when you feel like it. So for example, you might be following the breath and then hear a sound or get a vivid mental image and just notice that new object of attention for a couple seconds before returning to the breath. It's as if you're looking out the window and focusing on a particular street light, which is your breath. But each time a car or a pedestrian captures your attention, just focus on that new item, perhaps watching the car until it's out of sight, and then returning to the street light. And before we end this meditation, just take stock of the objects that pulled your attention away from the breath. Were they primarily sensations, sounds, smells, or thoughts? And what types of thoughts? All right, great work here. This was a new technique, and it's certainly not easy to be this aware of the mind and what it's doing in each moment. But like everything we've been practicing here, it's a trainable skill and one that we'll continue to work on. So we'll see you here tomorrow for day 16 of the FitMind program.